Today I'd like to talk to you about the MIC, the Commerce Comet, Mickey Charles Mantle, born October 20th, 1931, died August 13th, 1995, from Spavinaw, Oklahoma, switch hitter, first debut game, April 17th, 1951 for the New York Yankees. Last game, September 28th, 1968. Lifetime batting average, .298, 2,415 hits, 536 home runs, 1,509 runs batted in. Played with the New York Yankees from 1951 to 1968. Listen to this, 20-time All-Star. 7-time World Series champion, 3-time American League MVP, Triple Crown. And in fact, Triple Crown in 1956, he led the major leagues in batting average, home runs, and RBIs. To date, he is the last Triple Crown winner to have led all of the major league baseball teams in all three Triple Crown categories. That's not just for the American League, but for the whole major leagues. Gold Glove Award, American League batting champion, 4-time American League home run leader, American League RBI leader. His number 7 for the New York Yankees is retired, part of the Major League Baseball All-Century team, and in 1974 he's inducted first ballot Hall of Fame. Lots of different stories come to mind when I think of Mickey Mantle. Oh, what a life. But I'd like you to listen to some words concerning him in the Ken Burns series, Baseball, and highlight on his father's words. Listen to this.
Mickey Mantle took Joe DiMaggio's spot in center field and his position as the centerpiece of the Yankee attack. Born in Spavinaw, Oklahoma, and brought up in the little town of Commerce, he was in some ways a throwback to an earlier era. The son of a tenant farmer and sometime lead miner, who was such a baseball fan that he named his firstborn for the great Philadelphia catcher, Mickey Cochran. In high school, Mickey Mantle was a devastating power hitter, but he suffered from osteomyelitis, a bone disease, and nearly had his leg amputated. Few scouts were interested. Eventually, the Yankees took a chance, signed him for only $1,100, and sent him to the minors, where he led the league in batting. He arrived in New York, a teammate remembered, with a straw suitcase, 2 pairs of slacks, and 1 blue sport jacket that probably cost about $8. In the middle of his rookie season, Mantle was sent back to the minors. He wasn't hitting, but his slump only deepened.
I was in Kansas City. My dad was working in the mines down in Oklahoma, and I called him and I said, "Dad, I don't think I can play ball, you know. Just, I ain't doing it, you know." He said, "Well, where are you at?" And I told him my hotel was in Kansas City. He said, "Well, I'll be right there." And he got in his car and drove straight up there right then. And I thought he was coming up, patting on the back, said, "Hang in there, kid," or something like that. He opens it up. He knocked on the door. I opened the door. He just walks in. He grabs my suitcase and starts putting my clothes in it. I said, "What are you doing, Dad?" And he goes, "Taking you home." I said, "Why?" He said, "I thought I already was a man." He said, "You ain't nothing but a coward." And that really, really hit home. After he left, I started hitting him in case he brought me back to the Yankees.
Isn't that interesting? The story that is told in the documentary is a story of a dad who was willing enough to confront his son on his lack of bravery. He calls him a coward. And we live in a time when you think that every time you talk to somebody, it always has to be puppy dogs and rainbows. It always has to be something positive. But maybe one of the callings for us, I believe one of the callings for us as fathers, is to speak into the life of our child, even if that child becomes an adult, in a forceful way, but in a way that points them the right direction. I like this from Focus on the Family. It says, I realize the phrase power of the father might stir up less than desirable reactions from some. Power is a word that can be used for good or evil. But just because some have and will abuse the reality behind the word, there's no need to write it off. God's word clearly indicates that men, fathers, bring power to the parenting relationship. The woman brings life. The father brings strength. There will be days when a mother brings strength to things, and there will be days when a man brings life. But the abiding pattern, the divine design, gives power to the father. The question is, as always, how will the power be used? And so some of you today listening to this are dads. You have opportunity to speak into the life of your kids. I know that there's times where obviously I've done that to my children. And now as they're adults, if they seek my insight into something, then I want to speak truth into their life. But there's also times where I'll speak into the lives of others, and I hope that my life backs up the right to say that stuff. Because there's power in the tongue. We see in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such is as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that may give grace to those who hear it. So, where are you at today? Dads, where are you at? The Bible says in Ephesians 6, beginning at, actually it's verse 1, it talks to children. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. But this next verse is convicting, and it's our calling. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So, what are you doing with the calling of God on your life? As I was thinking about Mickey Mantle, lots of different things. He's got lots of stories that are humorous. Some of them are positive. Some of them are heartbreaking. But this story struck me, that his dad did exactly what he needed at the time, and that was a good kick in the pants. Where are you at with people in your life? Are you speaking words of truth? Always there, he was going to take his son home, but the reality is, if he had not done it that way, would Mickey Mantle have become what he was becoming? Let's make it our prayer to speak into the lives of the people around us truth when they need the encouraging word, and sometimes when they need the hard word.